Nerd Soul.
Woo! Late LK at one, y'all. So holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people? Today, chilling with another wonderful episode of That's Right, Nerd Soul Gaming. Big shout out to the one and only Arcatron, who's doing his thing. You know, usually rocking on that Marvel Contest of Champions. You know, I know that it's tough out there. Many of us are on, you know, kind of like lockdown, staying outside and, you know, trying to stay safe. And I figured this would be a good time to try to play a game that I've never played before, ever. So many of you might know, I am a huge fan of Sonic. When we did the superpower list, pretty much, considering who's the best or best first games between Mario, Donkey Kong, and Legend of Zelda, I was like the first game that I loved the most was Sonic's first game. You know, I was like, you know, Sonic's first game was, you know, mind-blowing, crazy. Sonic 2, still crazy. And then Sonic and Knuckles might be my favorite. But, you know, I never had a Sega CD. So I never, ever played, you know, Sonic CD. So I figured, hey, let me go in and check it out, see what it's like, you know, and see if I like it. See, you know, how I feel about it. See, you know, see how it plays, all that good stuff, and see how well I can do with a game that I never, ever, 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 ever played. Also, just hang out and talk with you guys on some cool stuff when it comes to Sonic in general. Oh, okay, I got, you know what I'm saying? We got some magical stuff. I don't know what we're doing, but, you know, we got some magical stuff. All right, let's see. I don't know where this is putting us. Oh, snap. But yeah, pretty much what I want to do or wanted to do or always want to do is kind of talk about either games that we haven't played, you know, for the most part, or games that, you know, we've always enjoyed from our childhood. And I mean, you see me play a lot of like either old school or old school-ish games, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I just, that's my flavor. Unless I'm playing with Kaiser from What Had Happened Was, we usually rock out to like Division or something like that. We'll probably play some Division or some Apex. We'll probably rock some Destiny. Yeah, I really enjoy Destiny, but that's also because I'm a huge Halo fan, and since Destiny plays a lot like Halo, not exactly, but you know, it plays very similar to Halo. And you know, I enjoy, you know what I'm saying, that energy. You know, just the way the buttons work and all that good stuff. That's my thing. So pretty much when it comes to, you know, this or, you know, any other session that I'm on lockdown, you know, you can kind of pretty much guess that you're going to be seeing something like retro-ish or something like a little more playful, hopefully. So my first question to you is, what game have you never played that you always wanted to get into? Because like, I saw this on Steam for like $4 or something, so it's like I was kind of like, yo, it's a slam dunk, it's easy to pick this up. Or is there a game that you haven't played in a long time that you really love and you're like, yo, I haven't put in some time on that joint in a minute, and I need to get my, you know, my physical up on that game. let's see. But when it comes, might fall. All right, cool. All right, make sure I ain't dead. You know, he dead. Big shout out to Arcatron. But yeah, I really wanna, you know, just get into what we got going on for streaming. Like, what are you streaming right now? What are you streaming right now? What are you playing? And what have you played in a long time that you're trying to pick up? Because for me, I'm like, yo, Sonic, Sonic, uh, Sonic CD, I was like, all right, let me play it. Let me see how it is. Let me see how far I go. Or also, what else did I pick up? I picked up something. I think I saw Jet Set Radio or something. I was like, oh, word? So I picked that joint up. So that was, you know, that was just a fun pickup because I was like, it's like under $10. Come on, man. It's like, you know, it's always fun to pick up those old school joints. It's like, oh, word? It's like $6 or something. It's like, word. And I think there's a humble bundle for, what is it, like Capcom stuff, as well. So, you know what I'm saying? That's a good thing, you know. Get a little of that Capcom love. I know they got a lot of, a lot of Mega Man in there as well. Let's see. All right, so how... All right, cool, we see how he running his game now. So where, all right, cool. No doubt, all right, you know what I'm saying, get that doctor up out of here. but I really enjoy like this joint. I think it's hot. I think it's high fire. Just the feel of it, at least right now, I'm digging it. But I picked up Jet Set, and I think what else did I pick up? I feel like I picked up another game. I can't remember it right now. But yeah, like Jet Set, picked that joint up and enjoyed how that rocked. Enjoy how that worked. Oh, all right. Wait. No doubt. Oh, snap. Got your boy Metal Sonic in the house. We're gonna have to deal with that. got the future joint. But when it comes to like those games that, you know, we're picking up as far as like those small picks. What are those joints that you get? What are those joints that you always go to? Like, yo, if you see it and it's only a couple of bucks, what are you grabbing right now? Because for me, since I'm at the crib kicking it, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, where? We got some Sonic, all right, you know what I'm saying? We can chill with that. We can do that. We can enjoy some Sonic. And we can also make sure we try to get 100 rings. I don't know if that joint is gonna work out, but we'll see. Between this week and last week, hopefully, you know, hopefully you've been, you know, kind of staying safe-ish. You know, what is the main focus of you and your gaming? Are you just like playing to have fun? Are you playing to beat something? Are you playing with friends? Are you kind of like one playing this joint right now? Like, what you up on? Cause, all right, cool. All right, work. Or are you doing a lot of like, you know what I'm saying? That new, what's that? Not really that new, but that new-ish sale. That new-ish sale for, Rainbow Six that went down, because that's another joint that was hot in them streets last week, where I was like, where, you know what I'm saying, people still jumping on that Siege. And let me know if you digging that Siege, because big shout out to Dag, who was on my IG asking me if I was playing Fighters, and I'm like, I ain't playing Fighters yet, but that doesn't mean I can't play it. Let's see. See if I was playing Fighters. Homie got. Like that's how you popping with the boomerangs though. All right, cool. But let me know what you're playing, because most cases, especially if there's like some kind of crossplay, I can rock out with y'all. And you know, at least have a little bit of fun, because somebody was asking me if I was playing Fighters, and I hadn't picked it up yet because I'm like, yo, I'm probably out of my league when it comes to Fighters. But that doesn't mean I can't have a good time, and you know what I'm saying, y'all can whoop up on me and I can whoop up on y'all at least a little bit. Oh man. Like y'all can whoop up on me, I can whoop up on you, possibly, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, homie is not playing with them joints, and he ain't giving me no love neither. Ain't no love in the heart of the city, boy. And also when it comes to you know, this quarantine in general, are you even looking at, you know, news as far as gaming? Are you up on, you know, are you up on what's going on, or have you kind of like tuned out due to, you know, all the cancellations, everything that's closed and everything that's, you know, getting axed when it comes to the games right now, because, or the gaming events right now, because it's not a good look, especially in like the larger metropolitan areas. Like, I'm in LA, so, you know, a lot of stuff is canceled here. You know, they had the hashtag LA shutdown. But then you also got, you know, you got events, or you got things like, or places like, GDC was canceled, E3, WonderCon, which was going to be like, you know, that hotness. But at least for me, because I had a lot of cool stuff planned for you guys, or for any of you guys that were going to come, you know, see the kid at WonderCon. You know, I had some cool stuff planned for you guys, some cool, fun, engagement-y type things. And, you know, I was just excited to see y'all in general. Let's go and see how many of these we can slam. You know, just seeing how you guys are moving now. Like, are y'all guys moving a little more safer? Y'all still like, yo, man, as soon as an event is open up, I don't care, I'm going. You know what I'm saying? Oh, hold up, your boy with them boomerangs, son. Trying to take a brother out. Next up, I did want to talk about the reports of Xbox. Xbox, you know, coming this year. I mean, well, PS and Xbox are both coming this year. And, you know, you got this whole idea of, you know, you got this whole idea of, you know, like, this is going to be like the strongest, you know, strongest gaming PC, you know, essentially the strongest gaming PC you've ever seen in your life. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, you better recognize kind of thing. And there's been a lot of people reporting it. I mean, I know, you know, Microsoft got to do, you know, they got to do their thing. But do you generally care about the Xbox being touted as like the strongest, you know, this is like the strongest gaming PC? And because I've seen a couple of articles pop up about how strong this is, and it's, you know, it's your strongest gaming PC out there, and blah blah blah. Do you care? Like, are you really interested at all? You know, are you even thinking about the Xbox? Because I know there's a lot of people that's like, yeah, so. Like, it doesn't, like, the strength doesn't matter. Like, are you going to have any, what's your third-party support about to look like? You know what I'm saying? Man, Zone 2. But, yeah, it's, because I've noticed a lot of that this week where it's like, oh, it's so powerful. You know, it's so ahead of its time. You know, everything, all this custom stuff. And I'm just like, it's weird. I, like, kind of don't care. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm not interested. But as a PC gamer, you know, it's kind of like, you know, it's hard, a little harder for me to care like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, I'm not tripping. Also, with the reports of how fast this is going to be, are you a, you know, PlayStation gamer that's like, yo, I might actually have to get down with this due to the strength that you're seeing? You know, are you like, yo, I'm feeling like I might have to get down with this, and rock with it a little bit, you know, at least pick it up because of, you know, the complete backwards compatibility and, you know, the new games that, I mean, who knows how we won't, you know, I mean, E3 being canceled kind of messes up the, I don't know if I'd say the launch, but definitely the beginning of it. You know how, you know, you have the beginning of your, like, you know, your press tour for your new system. And, you know, it kind of messes things up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of messing things up a little bit, you know, for people in there trying to, I mean, essentially just trying to, snap. But people, you know, essentially trying to, like, I guess, trying to, like, release their system. And I don't know, hopefully not only release their system, but get eyeballs on it. Because it's like, how am I going to even get eyeballs on this thing if, you know, there's not going to be an event? But I mean, I guess, you know, people like, what's it? Black Hokage was talking about, like, you know, we can just watch the, you know, the Microsoft conference or whatever. So, I mean, that's an opportunity too. I mean, you don't have to have E3. I guess it's just the hype that's always around it. And it, I guess it also feels like, you know, it's like, it always feels like something that's going to always be there. And I guess that's just something that, you know, you're just used to. You're like, it's E3. It's E3. It's E3, you know what I'm saying? You're like, how is there not an E3, you know what I'm saying? So that's going to be something that is interesting, in my opinion, like, as far as how this is going to play out, what their rollout is going to look like, you know what I'm saying? What does their rollout say? What does their rollout do, you know, after 4 or 5 months, 6 months, or whatever? How does any of this stuff work, you know, with no E3, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, don't get me wrong, they do have their own events, so they could probably team up and do, you know, their own, you know, live press event or whatever, where it's, you know, very virtual. But, you know, I think it's just one of those things where there's so much media involved with E3 that it's just kind of expected to kind of happen and be used as the ability or be used as a strong arm to kind of keep things going, you know, when it comes to, as far as getting the word out, people knowing about your product, you know, and just beginning the general hype of, you know, your product in general, in this case being the, you know, the new Xbox, the new PS, the new PlayStation, and, like, what it's going to mean for us as far as players. You know, will crossplay always be involved, stuff like that, and, you know, how much further will they be able to push, you know, kind of like push the industry, push the genre in general. And regardless of that, you know, regardless of, like, systems and all that, are people going to be able to have fun? Like, is it going to be something that they want to play? Because many times there's, like, you know, there's games that, like, you know, oh, look at all these, you know, like, kind of, like, effects, but it's like, is this game fun? Do I want to play this game? I took a brother out. But let's see. Besides that, we got what is it? We got the took a brother out. we got the Humble Bundle dropping, or this already dropped, like I said. We got the X-Men news. Also, I'm inviting everybody that's listening to rock out with me on Destiny or Apex, depending on what I end up playing this weekend. I also got some cool stuff planned. What is it? Cool stuff planned. coming up next weekend. Not sure how logistically it's gonna work out, but that should be fun. Alright, getting a little flowers on the water, boy. See what we got. And we also got Arcatron's joint that's actually still rolling, doing well. See, three. Oh, hold up, do we get any we ain't got no bubbles? Come on, man. What are bubbles at? Alright, cool. I'm about to say, you know, don't put a brother down like that now. You know what I'm saying? Oh shit, hold on, hold on, you know what I'm saying? Alright, cool, cool. Can a brother get a bubble? Can a brother get a bubble, please? Ah, there we go. Get up out of here. Because brothers ain't trying to play all that. Like, brothers ain't tripping with all that. So, let's see. This game, you know what? This game actually kind of takes me back. It really has that, like, it really gives me, like, a Sonic 2-ish type of feel. Now, I will say, when it comes to Sonic games, I've always been against the water levels. You know what I'm saying? They always be trying to take my top. Always trying to take me out, so I've always hated the water levels. As you saw, brother got dusted at least once or twice in the last zone. So I mean, twice in the last section. So you know, that's not a good look. All right, word. All right, cool. All right, word. And walk through this. Cool. See if we can get back up to some air. Alright. Word. Dope. Alright, cool. Got a dragonfly trying to take a brother out. Alright, word. Locking that future flavor, son. Alright, see what we got. Alright. Word. 74 might get an extra life off this joint. Alright, word. Oh, also, I just saw this come across the desk. I saw this is weirdly just got shared in my timeline. How many of you guys are rocking out to the Apple Arcade? Because I don't know. Are there a lot of people that, you know, have their, you know what I'm saying, iPods and iPads. I mean, not iPods, but iPads, and are like really rocking that Apple joint? Like, are you feeling that joint? Or are you already on something else like Switch where you're like, I'm not interested whatsoever? Let's see, hold up. Oh, let's turn it around a little bit. Oh, no, never mind. Oh, snap. Alright, word. Let's see if I can hit. Alright. It's weird. This thing messes with your depth perception like crazy on this. Alright, word. Ah. I'm doing this. Trying to take a brother out. This is the last joint. That it? Alright, cool. I actually got maybe I did. Did I? Alright, cool. Yeah, I actually got one. Alright, word. Still gotta hold out my girl Rose though. Alright, not bad, you know what I'm saying? Got it. That's cool. Got a little extra life, so that's cool. So I gotta, you know what I'm saying, I gotta give this joint some props. It's taking the brother back a little bit. This is nice. And I remember, like, the play style is very reminiscent as well. And that's a fun thing. You know, just having that kind of, like, play guide with you where it's like, all right, cool. I know kind of what to expect for, like, the responsiveness and all that. Let's see. Get my money up. You know what I'm saying? Oh snap. Can I do this? Yeah. Let me see where you at. One more time, where you at? Alright, let's see. Where did he go? Alright, there you go. Alright, where now? Once again, like I said, hate that water. I got that water. I got that water. Alright, let's see how this is going to roll for real. This is interesting. Let's see. Alright, just kind of. This is super difficult. I feel like two might be harder than this. Yeah, I feel like two might be harder than this. Maybe I'm slipping. Maybe that's just like this one particular boss. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm not mad at it. You know, zone three. I'm not mad at this, guys. But yeah, holla at me. I'm gonna holla at you down in the comments. Let's talk. Xbox 3, not 360. Let's talk about the Xbox. What is that? SX, S1X, SXX. Talk about the Xbox SX 2X, whatever it is. Let's talk about that. And also, let me know what you think about that Apple Arcade. And if you dig in the arcade or not, and you know if that's really your thing. If you're not in the Apple ecosystem, are you interested in becoming part of the arcade? Or if you are in the Apple ecosystem, are you interested in dropping some time apart from any other gaming that you already do that might be like mobile or something like that? Lastly, what are you playing during your quarantine-ish time? You know what I'm saying? Are you like, yo, I'm just chilling, playing my old faithfuls. Are you picking up something brand new that you've never, ever, ever played before? So, guys, that's it. Holler at me. I'm going to holler at you. Down in the comments. I'll holler at you later. Peace.